Well, the situation in 2014 has deteriorated even further since 2013. We're facing just over 20 million people at risk of food insecurity, almost 5 million children acutely malnourished, 1.2 million refugees and internally displaced people, and many millions more at risk of epidemics, pests, floods, and the other hazards that unfortunately are characteristic of the Sahel region.
What can you tell me about the 3-year response plan that you're launching?
For the first time, we are launching a 3-year plan instead of a 12-month plan. It's a new approach that recognizes, firstly, that the problems in the region are really chronic problems that can't be solved with a short 12-month time frame. We need to go about these things more systematically. It's a plan that also recognizes that the big underlying drivers of these problems are really structural issues, issues like climate change, demographics of the region, the agricultural sector. These are issues that really need to be addressed above all by governments and by their development partners. It's a plan where the humanitarian community has recognized that we are in this race against time, that we need to equip households in this region not only to anticipate and then manage the next crisis, but they need to be sadly ready for the one that follows after that, that the cycle of crises are getting closer and closer together, and these events are getting also more intense. So the strategy is very much also about getting in earlier than ever to protect people's assets. And when we fail to avoid crises altogether, which inevitably we will, to make sure their recovery period is as short as possible so that they are frankly ready to deal with whatever's in store for them ahead.
Given everything that's happening in the rest of the world, how difficult is it going to be to raise $2 billion?
It's never easy to raise money for humanitarian operations, and $2 billion, of course, is a large sum, and it's clear there is competition for attention. I think this level of engagement that exists has got to be translated into resources for this kind of work. I think the willingness is there. I think there's an openness amongst the donors of these operations to this new approach. There's, I think, very positive sense amongst them that the humanitarian community is trying to do its bit, not only to save lives today, but also to reduce the caseload for tomorrow, that there's something here being tried that deserves help.